Hi, guys. My story's not going to have any big lust or anything. I just kind of lie sometimes. And I work with children. And so sometimes when the day is slow, I kind of just kind of have fun with them and lie. So a little boy comes to me, not that little. He was about 10 years old. And just being a little kid, he just kind of asked me, oh, you know, who are you? What's your name or whatever? And for some reason, I said my name was 2 Chainz. And he said, what? And I said, yeah, I'm 2 Chainz. And he's like, but how are you here? You're a rapper. And I'm like, oh, well, this is what I do during the day. And at night, I rap as 2 Chainz. And he says, but where's your chains? You're only wearing one chain. And I was like, oh, my one chain. The other one's getting clean because it was dirty. So I'm not wearing both right now. And he's like, well, can you rap something for me? And I was like, I told you, this is my day job. I can't just rap anywhere. I'm 2 Chainz. And he's like, my favorite part, he says, but 2 Chainz a boy. And I said, so? And he says, so he runs off. And weirdly enough, I saw him at my job again the next day with his whole family. And he was there with his brother and his mom and all his little siblings. And I see him grab his older brother. Maybe his brother's about 14 or 15. He's like, I told you, that's 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is here. And his brother looks at me and is like, what? And he's pulling his mom. Mom is busy with all these kids she's gotten. He's like, Mom, 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz. Mom is like looking through me like, I don't even have time for this. But that was just my story about how there's a little boy running around Baltimore who thinks that he met 2 Chainz.